I do that with my 4-year-old. I want an ice cream cone. You really do? Yeah, I do. Okay. You want an ice cream cone? You can have an ice cream cone. Are you going to be healthy tomorrow? Well, no. Well, then I don't recommend you have an ice cream cone. Well, why not? I said, well, you tell me what happens to your body when you have an ice cream cone. You tell me. It's your body. You tell me. No, sir, I don't feel good. My eyes burn. I said, is that what you want tomorrow to be about? Stay home from school with runny nose, runny eyes, and a cough? Is that what you want to do?
No.
You choose. It's his body. He's old enough to know how his body reacts. And if he wants to do that to his body, I'll cry, but he can do that to his body. Because when he's not with me and somebody offers him a glass of milk, he has to be able to say, I don't drink milk. And he says that, I don't drink milk, thank you very much. I don't eat cheese, but thank you very much. Oh, I can't have chocolate. Mm-mm. Why not? Dr. Holder said so. Chocolate's the only thing Dr. Holder's responsible for. Michael's responsible for the rest of it. Chocolate Dr. Holder's responsible for. You have to teach them. If you're going to teach them responsibility and perseverance, now's the time. Well, sure. What's going to happen to him? Show him a picture. He's 9 years old. Do you want a phobic child? A child who is totally phobic about gaining weight? That's what that will produce. Here's a picture, and if you don't eat right, you're going to wind up this big. Right. But showing him pictures of how he's going to be if he continues.
All right, not a picture. Well, just in a picture in his mind. You know, I don't mean a physical picture. Just draw a picture in his mind. Say, you know, you might not be happy about this. You know, maybe a different approach. No, that's not. I don't know. I'm just like throwing around my ideas where the child.
I think that the only way that you can change a negative behavior into a positive is to speak positively. I don't think that fear ever changed any behavior. Too many of us were raised by a belt. It did not change one thing that we did. Not one thing. We did it anyway. I don't think, you know, we tried to not get caught. We got a little sneakier, but I don't think that fear changes anything. So I don't think the fear route is going to do it. Well, you have to do things to boost the self-esteem. You have to acknowledge him for going outside to play. So he'll do more of that. It's not that he eats too much, it's that he's not active. He's just now starting to get active. I cut him some slack. He's brand new in a new school. He's brand new in a new area. He's eating. He's nervous. That's what Eric does when he's nervous. He eats. I wouldn't put a whole lot of attention on it right this minute.
And his dad was away for 2 weeks.
A month. His dad was away.
And so, if I may borrow the last time I worked on Eric, he wasn't bloated like he was today when I saw him. His dad was gone exactly a month since the last time I worked on him.
So who's talking to you about how fat Eric is? Has somebody commented?
I'm a doctor older, you know. Depressed, you know, like that. And then some eager people saying it doesn't make him feel good.
Right. So it's your job to stabilize it. Eric, you're perfect just the way you are. You've had a lot of change. You've got the next 6 months to work it on. Don't worry about it. Weights go up, they go down. It's no big deal. You know what to do to take care of it. You know that if you gain too much weight, you're not going to be able to run that track. No, you've got to run that track in school. You know what to do. Just tell them the kids are cruel. Because they are. Kids be cruel. And you hope that he's not that way to somebody else. You hope that he remembers what it feels like.
And that he's not really bad.
No. He's growing.
But he's not normal for kids at age to
be heavy. 4 to 9 years old.
I mean,
he hasn't got.
That's a physical problem.
It is a physical problem because his body changes day to day. Bloats and then he unbloats. So one day he looks huge and the next day he looks skinny. Because you're telling him he can't have it.
Right, that's what I said, because I'm the one that's saying that you can't.
Yeah, but it's not up to you to do it. I say to Michael, what did Dr. Holder say? I can't eat for a half hour. Well, you just took a pill.
What happened was, you know, in the beginning when you're supposed to do like 3 doses of the same amount.
Okay, so how do you teach integrity? And why would you want integrity? Why would a child want integrity?
Because it's showed them that their life will work. When they're like in the standard, they are able to do what they need to and their life work for them.
Nope. The reason children want integrity is self-esteem. Self-esteem. When you have integrity, how do you feel about yourself? Clean, whole, nurtured, welcomed. And that's why integrity is so important. So when you get into the age where children start stealing things, start lying, which is natural peer pressure type of it, instead of freaking out, have a conversation about integrity. Why is it important to have integrity? They don't, but did you thank him for showing you the candy?
Oh, yeah.
For telling you the truth? Good. Mm-hmm. Did you ever steal after that?
I never. I just never.
Because she taught you integrity. That no matter how much she needed the money, if it wasn't hers, it wasn't hers. And that it was more important to her to have face, to have self-worth, than it was to have money. Let's take a break.